This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. So you can Skype on in here at Skype username LRN.FM. Plus, we've got the Discord on air call in line room where you can call in. And it sounds really great, like even better generally, I would say, than even Skype, which normally sounds better than phones. So if you want to get on the Discord, go to discord.lrn.fm. And Discord's more than just a way to call into the show. It's actually mostly a way for you to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the program before, during, and after the show. And it's free. discord.lrn.fm. All right, so you heard about the various different challenges on the internet. You've probably heard about the Tide Pod challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. So a challenge is what? Somebody gets on YouTube and says, hey, I'm going
to
do something dumb.
Usually it has
you
to
do something dumb too.
Yeah, usually it
I
has.
I recall like a couple of years ago they were getting in the shower, dousing themselves with alcohol and setting themselves on fire. Is that right?
I don't know if there was ever a name for that, but there is at least one video of someone doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's
to another person.
More than one, yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize that was a challenge. I just thought
one person doing it to another person is really just an assault more than a challenge.
Well, I think he wanted
a crime.
No. It's not a crime when you tell somebody to do it.
That's not true.
No?
Ian is not a lawyer, and this is not
I'm not a lawyer. You did go to law school. So wait, if I tell somebody to hurt me, if there's video evidence of me giving consent to be harmed by another person, that's a crime by the other person?
So it varies by state. Some states will allow consent to battery as long as it's not battery with a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Some states will allow consent to battery as long as it does not cause any serious harm, whatever that means.
Now, is that the same thing as the states where you can have, like, a mutual combat, or is that similar but slightly different?
Mutual combat is its own thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's probably a state somewhere where you can just consent to any kind of battery you want.
I see.
Yeah, no.
But how many states do allow consent to battery in some cases?
In some cases, most if not all of them, but it's going to be battery. But
how far
battery
can you
is
go?
Pretty broadly defined.
So how far can you go? Like, what's the most, you know, in the states that that allow versus prohibit, like, what's the range?
Well, there was this situation where, and I'm not sure if she was arrested, but there was a situation where a young lady, a YouTube couple, decided that they were going to get some views.
Oh, the shooting gun.
And he got...
Yeah,
she killed him, though.
She convinced him to, he convinced her to shoot him with, I guess he had a bulletproof vest on?
No,
he
was.
It was a phone book.
It was a phone book.
Okay. I don't know what they were testing out, but whatever it is, didn't work.
Nope. But it went through.
Yeah.
Killed him.
Yeah. Did it go all the way through, or did it just, like, the impact of it going part of the way through killed him?
I'm going to presume it went
through. I didn't read the autopsy report, but, I mean,
you should.
He was dead.
If you're going to try a trick like that, you should shoot a few phone books.
Yeah. See what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're saying that, because he consented, did not matter in the case of that.
Oh, I think it matters. I think that you're going to, A,
legally, though, it didn't matter.
It does matter.
Okay.
Remember, you've got a trial by jury here.
Right.
So a woman decides, requested, strongly cajoled into shooting her boyfriend on video for YouTube views for his channel. Yeah, they're not going to be.
It's
going to
matter. She might get a responsive verdict, and she might not get life if that's allowed in whatever state that was.
But she got hit with a murder charge, not manslaughter?
She got charged with murder, as far as I know, which would be the legally appropriate offense.
But it wouldn't have been, it wasn't premeditated, right? So it wasn't first degree murder?
That's not a thing.
No?
That's on TV.
Really?
What's
that? What's the difference between the degrees in murder? I thought the first degree was premeditated.
It depends on where you are.
Hmm. So is it not true, though, that there's in some places first degree is a premeditated crime versus heat of the moment was a second degree? Is that that's not true anywhere?
I think where that came from is
Mark, you went to jail for murder. Can you comment here?
I'm sorry. I'm reading the I'm trying to find the article that you're asking previous questions about these people. My understanding of first degree murder is that it needs to be premeditated.
So
she's saying that's not
true. I think the confusion there is some of the negligent homicide laws versus some of the murder laws. You have to intend, and the way it's written does, because you have to keep in mind these things are not written in English. The way it's written is you have to intend to do it before you do it, even for a moment. So if you want to get like super technical angels dancing on pins, I guess that counts as premeditated, but that is not what anyone means when they walk around using the word premeditated. You do not have to like plan it out. You have to like point a gun at someone and intend to shoot them when you pull the trigger.
So it can be in the moment, basically, or just before the moment that you premeditated it.
Felony murder could just be choosing to go to rob a convenience store with a gun in your pocket. That's going to be considered premeditated murder because, I mean, what the hell were you thinking? What were you thinking if you brought a gun to rob a liquor store if it's not that I am willing to shoot somebody over, I don't know, a couple $100 out of the cash register, right? I got the story here.
This is about the phone book shooting?
Yeah, it looks like Mona Lisa Perez of Halstead, Minnesota shot her boyfriend through a book he was holding on his chest.
Her name is Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, that's it. For a stunt the couple intended to upload to YouTube. Ms. Perez said that they did not believe the bullet would make it through the 1.5-inch tome. Not good enough, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, phone books aren't what they used to be.
I don't know that it's a phone book. It just says book is what they're saying over and over again. But she looks very, very young. She pled guilty to second-degree manslaughter.
Manslaughter, yeah, I wouldn't think so.
She's 20 years old, and deal includes requires her to serve 180 days in jail and 10 years on probation. Now, I don't know how many days she had served up to that point, but she'll get
time
served.
She got off pretty easy on that then.
Yeah, 180 days in jail, it could be a lot worse.
For killing your boyfriend.
Yeah,
she didn't kill her boyfriend. Her boyfriend requested him to shoot her.
Okay.
Well, she still killed him. I don't think they wanted to take that to a jury. I almost suspect the guy might have been trying to commit suicide.
I don't.
Interesting. They could have just both been really stupid. But
that's what it is. I mean,
maybe I just want to imbue intelligence onto people where there is
stop
none.
Stop projecting. Well, let's talk more about stupid things. Here is the USA Today story about the new challenge, apparently. There's a zillion of these things. There's only a few of them that actually make it into mainstream media coverage. But,
I mean, they get more coverage in the mainstream than they do on the actual internet where they allegedly originate.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, some of these things get spread pretty far and wide. I mean, remember the old ice bucket challenge or whatever? That thing was everywhere.
Well, that's not a suicidal challenge. That was a weird attention for charity challenge.
Well, that's how they spun it into a thing for charity, ultimately, but it still is.
Okay, but pouring a bucket of ice water over your head is not going to kill you.
Yeah. Viral videos posted on social media show teenagers snorting condoms as part of a so-called condom snorting challenge. In the videos, teens put an unwrapped condom. Now, I mean, when I first saw the headline, I wasn't thinking it would be in its wrapper, but apparently that's part of the challenge. Unwrapped condom up one of their nostrils and inhale until the condom comes out of their mouth. Like other viral challenges, the condom snorting challenge has been around for years.
It takes care of itself from a societal level.
But recently reemerged on social media in San Antonio, Stefan Enriquez, who teaches drug and alcohol prevention to parents, has also started to teach parents about dangerous online trends like the condom snorting challenge.
In Dungeons and Dragons.
Quote, because these days our teens are doing everything for likes, views, and subscribers. As graphic as it is, we have to show parents because teens are going online looking for challenges and recreating them, unquote.
Yeah, but YouTube is knocking down views for people that use cuss words. Right?
Are they? Okay. Yeah, I heard something about family.
I'd so much rather have my kid hearing some cuss words than watching stupid contemporaries try to kill themselves by inhaling latex balloons.
See, I'm not sure that all these people just aren't suicidal. They're in really horrible parts of their life, and they're like, what if I could do this? Like, it almost seems like one of those, like, Russian roulette, well, you can't kill yourself, but if I die, you know, I don't know. Like, this is just too...
Have you done some of these ridiculous challenges? Did you regret them after the fact? You want to talk about it? We're here for you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or maybe you're a parent who's had some of your children go through this. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything that you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the latest so-called challenge on the internet, or at least the latest one to get mainstream media attention, because there are a lot of challenges on the internet. This one is called the Condom Challenge. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And definitely want to let you know about Zencash. It is one of the newer cryptocurrencies, and there's almost 1,600 cryptocurrencies in the world right now. So how do you decide which ones that you should get involved in? Which ones should you be investing in? Well, Zencash is definitely one you want to take a look at, especially if you care about freedom, if you like, you know, money, economics, privacy, because Zencash actually has built into it zero-knowledge anonymity. This is a system that allows privacy in blockchain transactions, and that's awesome. It's got very good technology there behind the scenes over at Zencash.com, and they've also built in voluntarism right into the white paper of the currency. You can go and read it for yourself at Zencash.com. There's more than 8,000 secure nodes, meaning it's one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency out there. And from what I understand, they've just launched their, they've had the secure nodes, but they now have this, well, they think they're calling super nodes.
Oh, really? I'm not familiar with that.
Which is not, I guess it's not quite the same as a master node. I'm not exactly sure what the super node does because it's pretty brand new, and I honestly haven't looked into it yet. But
I was talking to their marketing person today, yeah, and we were just price speculating, as crypto people tend to do. So here you have a person who's, you know, down right there on the ground floor. They know what's going on with the Zencash. And basically, if there's another bull run on crypto, and I firmly believe that there will, I mean, I'm like, yep, I believe that. There are people, yep, out there that don't, but I'm one of them that certainly does. If there's a bull run on crypto, Zencash, in my opinion, is well placed at this moment. And look, it's less than when I got it initially. There's no doubt.
No kidding.
As a dollar amount, that it's less than when I got it. But it doesn't bother me because
I don't even pay attention to it. I'm like, I want some of that. I'm gonna hold on to it.
Against Bitcoin, I'm sure it's going to do quite well comparatively. So
we can't really be sure of anything in the world of cryptocurrency. No, but that's your opinion.
I've been abundantly clear. Yeah. This is all speculation and my opinion on what's going to happen and those sorts of things. Further, I went so far today, as we were renewing the Zencash schedule, had to get that done. I went so far as to
welcome back, Zencash.
Yeah,
they never went away.
They never went away.
Glad to have you.
They were happy to be around, but you know, we were talking about pricing, and everybody in the crypto sphere is feeling a little poor right now. You know, and I'm like, you know what?
My God, the prices are where they were in October.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Or November.
For whatever the reason, that's how people feel right now.
Sure,
I feel that I tend to feel the same way, but I'm confident enough on Zencash that I took it at a value above what it currently is. So, it's like $18 today. I said, we'll just call Zencash $25 a piece and then we'll pay the ad schedule that way. And they were like, yeah, let's do that. So they saw the value, and I did too, and let's go.
Good. So go to Zencash.com. You can learn more about that there. We're talking about online things at the moment, specifically the Condom Challenge, which is, and you know what? We should have pulled one of these videos up during the break. I didn't even think about it. I was distracted doing other things, because I have actually yet to watch one of these Condom Challenges, although I never watched one of the Tide Pod Challenges either. It's just, what do you need to see there?
With the Tide Pod, you know, like, I could totally see somebody who's been raised on candy being bright colors wanting to chomp into that. I get it. I understand why they would want to do it.
Maybe if they weren't told what it is.
Well, I mean, that's a bad idea.
These are adults, though. These
are they?
Yes.
Okay.
They're not four. They're 17.
I see what you're saying.
16. No, they're adults.
Yes, you should know better than to swallow large amounts of concentrated dish detergent or whatever it is.
I don't know that you're necessarily supposed to.
Wait, Tide's clothing, right? Tide's not dish. They've got.
It's detergent. I don't know that people are eating the Tide Pods.
That was the whole point.
I don't know that. No, I don't think you're supposed to consume it. I think you're supposed to bite into it.
You're going to have to check that one for me because I'm pretty sure the whole idea was you're supposed to eat the Tide Pod.
Okay. Just putting laundry detergent in your mouth is a bad idea. All
right. Right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Well, apparently now drug and alcohol prevention expert, so-called, Stephen Enriquez from San Antonio is saying he's teaching parents not just about how to educate their kids about drugs and alcohol prevention, but also challenges that they need to be aware of. It's not the first time teens have done questionable things, says USA Today. In the pursuit of internet fame, in 2012, more than 50,000 YouTube clips showed young people swallow a tablespoon of dry cinnamon with no water, gag, and spew out a cloud of dust as part of the cinnamon challenge. I remember seeing that one.
The cinnamon challenge sounds legit. Like, you know, hey, we did this with friends. Bet you won't take a bite out of this jalapeno. This fresh jalapeno, don't do that, kids. Well, you get the hiccups. I mean, you know, you'll survive. Water doesn't do anything. Supposedly hard candy or milk will, I don't know, get your mind off your burning mouth or something.
Likewise, just before the new year, a spate of teenage poisonings were reported in the U.S. as a result of an internet-based dare encouraging youths to post video of themselves biting or eating Tide Pods. The stunt, dubbed the Tide Pod Challenge, has resulted in poison centers reporting 142 incidents in January. It also resulted in YouTube taking down, I believe, some of those videos. Like, it was that serious of a problem with teenagers that, you know, corporate America responded by trying to, you know, pull the... Didn't Tide stop manufacturing the Tide Pod or something
no,
like that?
No, I was just in Walmart yesterday, and I noticed that there were Tide Pods.
Were they still brightly colored?
In an end cap. They do have some white ones. I didn't, you know what, I didn't look firmly. To me, if you can handle portioning your own laundry detergent, adulthood may not be for you.
Well,
I mean, I just don't get it. Look, I don't even wash clothes that often.
Right.
I know not to glug, 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 glug. You know, like, what is the purpose of these things? Why do we need this extra plastic?
Yeah, I don't get it either. While teens may think the condom snorting challenge goes without consequence, it can be dangerous. Bruce Lee, who's back, is a Forbes contributor now and associate professor of international health at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. To his credit, he does go by Bruce Y. Lee.
I probe that Bruce Y. Lee beat your butt over all this.
So, let's see. Lee writes that the with the exception of doctor-prescribed nasal sprays, anything else that goes up your nose can damage the sensitive inner lining of your nose, cause an allergic reaction, or result in an infection. He notes the condom could also get stuck in the nasal cavity or the throat and cause someone to choke. So
by choke, they mean die, kids.
Possibly, yes, very well.
Well, the first thing I thought of
latex blocking your air passage, that's going to work out real well.
Yeah, the first thing I thought of when I heard of this is like sucking the condom, like unrolling the condom.
That's what I figured. I didn't think it'd be
and sort of sucking it from your nose into your mouth, like a thing of spaghetti, maybe, and like sort of running it through the nasal passage into the mouth or whatever. And I thought that was a terrible idea. You know what? These challenges seem to be terrible ideas. Go ahead and try the cinnamon one. That's fine.
How about the performer's trick where they tap the nail right into the middle of their nose, like straight on into their skull? Man, that one's pretty fun to watch. 855, don't try that at home, though, kids. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll-free, join us right here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can Skype in and join us at Skype username lrn.fm. You do need to send a friend request first on Skype. We'll approve it. And once you're approved, you'll be good to go to call us there or call in on the Discord on air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Might be a good time to get into it, given that the price of a Bitcoin right now is hovering at about $7,000 per Bitcoin. It's been as high as $19,000, some would say even $20,000, within the last few months. So this could be, some might consider this a sale on the price of Bitcoin. Good time to start learning about it. Go to Bitcoin.com to get the basics. And when you're ready to learn more about kind of the happenings in the world of Bitcoin, go to the Bitcoin.com news site over at news.bitcoin.com. They've got the latest headlines every single day there from around the globe. News.bitcoin.com. You want to get in the Bitcoin mining pool? You can do that too. Either the Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash. It's your choice. Or do them both over at pool.bitcoin.com. So they got all kind of cool resources there for you. Whether you want to talk about the challenges on the internet, that's up to you. But we've also got other things on deck here tonight. Coming up, Mark, you've got a little bit of good news for people that have so-called free-range kids. The parents who actually want to allow their children to, oh, I don't know, experience some level of independence, like by going to the park alone or walking home from school alone and, you know, kind of stepping out of their comfort zones without having some hovering helicopter parent over them at all times, because it's required by law in some states now, like California and New York, where if you leave your kids alone for 5 seconds, some busybody calls the cops, you go to jail. And then, of course, have your kids taken from you and given to an abusive foster household, possibly. So there's good news. We're going to get into that coming up. Also, Melanie, you brought a video in here tonight from your home state of Louisiana. Can you introduce this this video, or should I just jump? I think we should. It deserves some introduction, because I'm just going to jump right into the meat of this video, where a police officer was caught saying something very revealing.
Okay, so they're in the parking lot of a restaurant or something.
It's like a gas station.
Yeah, so and apparently there's two people passed out in a truck, which isn't illegal, especially if they're not the ones driving. And the cops, there's three or four cops kind of standing around this car with one or two what looks like civilians.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go on, you said it's not illegal to be passed out in a truck. But isn't it true that in some places police will arrest you for DUI if you are passed out behind the wheel of a truck?
Behind
after having
the
drank?
Wheel.
Or even
yeah,
in
and
a passenger
drunk,
seat. Or even in a passenger seat.
They... Yeah, no, so if you, I mean, you probably get arrested for it. But
I can tell you my cousin most assuredly had this happen to him at least one time.
In the passenger seat?
No, he was in the driver's seat, yeah. But the keys were not in the ignition.
Yeah, even if they're on the floor, they'll, some states.
So being drunk and being asleep are two different things, though.
Okay.
And
well, they can't tell right now, right? Like, they just know they've got two people asleep in a car.
Yes.
If the windows are up, you don't know if they're drunk.
Even if the windows are down, I don't know that you know they're drunk if they're asleep on the car and someone else is behind the wheel.
Yeah. But you'd smell it on their breath or whatever.
Oh, I see. You're just like leaning in, sniffing.
The cops would do that.
Peeping,
yeah, the cops
people.
Would do that, for sure.
I see. I was just wondering how you'd know if people were drunk if they were asleep.
Oh, you'd wake them up, and then if they blew their drunky old breath on you, you'd probably have a clue at that point.
Really illegal to be drunk inside of a car as a passenger either. I mean, the cops will always
tell you. I've
done
it before, I can tell you that.
Yeah, the cops will always tell you, get a ride, not don't go to the bar in the first place.
Maybe it's because I've heard so many stories about drunks being arrested without keys in the ignition and things like
right,
that.
But,
I just don't believe that.
In the driver's seat.
Yeah,
there is two people in the car passed out.
But if there's one person in the car sitting in the passenger seat, because they were drunk and they wanted to sleep it off, and they're the ones with the keys, wouldn't that also possibly get them arrested?
It shouldn't. Okay. But asking it what will get someone arrested is kind of a non-question almost.
Yeah,
you get arrested for anything.
Right.
But
all right, so let's get back to this this story here. So it's in Baton Rouge?
Yes.
And so the cops are standing around.
And discussing, what they need to do with this vehicle and the people in it. And one of the cops is like, well, we can just search the car. And they're discussing whether or not they have probable cause.
All right, now I've got that here. So let me just play this audio, because the woman who is behind the body camera, which apparently this footage, according to the news station releasing it here, and thanks to WBRZ for doing the censoring, so we didn't have to do it, because the cops here, the lady cop is, well, she's not talking like a lady. Let's just say that. Let's go to the audio here from WBRZ2 in Baton Rouge.
And at least two other officers.
I want to get her out of the truck and let's search this truck.
And the FPC?
Yeah, they're both passed out in the...
That's not enough.
That's another officer telling her, do you have PC, probable cause to do that? Oh, yeah, they're effing passed out. Well, that's not enough, lady Robin.
So if we find something, we say it was in plain view.
I'd be more comfortable. I'm just saying.
We're writing this report.
Huh?
Yes, she is.
That is how it works. That is so honest, isn't it, Melanie?
I'll bet you conversations are had like that in departments.
Yeah, I mean, nothing new except the cameras. I mean,
that's right. That's what, is there more? Because that's, that seems to be the most damaging.
And by the way, I'm not shocked by this at all. This is human behavior. This is how people behave when, doing their jobs, all sorts of different jobs.
Bend the rules,
happens
break
to
the
be
rules.
A person who is a police officer who's confident in her mind that this is a pair of drunks in the car that are, dangerous. And she there's bonuses and benefits to her to catching drunks.
And if they find something, they'll pretend like they, had probable cause. They'll pretend like it was in plain view. If they don't find anything, they don't find anything. They could always plant something if they wanted to, but she doesn't suggest that, at least in this
video.
Well,
they don't usually drive around with empty beer bottles. They usually drive around with guns, throwaway guns.
Well, they've driven around with drugs, too. I mean, cops have been
able
to
do that.
So this is, what I said, a very honest moment here, and as you pointed out, it's captured on video for all to see. It was thanks to somebody for releasing this video. According to WBRZ, this footage involves a juvenile at some point, and so they say it never would have been released publicly, because juvenile means that all of a sudden there's no public access, there's no right to know, there's no, freedom of information that can work with that stuff. And so somebody, presumably on the inside of the department, was reviewing this footage and was able to actually leak it out, which is amazing. Who gives an S? We're writing this report, she says. And what else do you really need to know about police work?
That's what it comes down to there.
They want to get you. They will trump up the charge. They will falsify the reports. They will falsify evidence.
The other guy there makes me pretty happy, right? Like he's
calling her out.
Yeah, he's just saying, don't do this. But I doubt he's going to arrest her.
Nope, probably not.
Well, you have more faith in people than I do, because someone's body cam is on. It looks like it's hers. Just because they're busting her this time does not mean they're doing it for some higher sense of justice.
No.
They might just want to get her out of the way.
They might not like her.
And they know that for the past 200 times they searched a car, everybody's been searching a car like this, and she's all of a sudden like, why are y'all presenting like we can't search cars anymore? What are you talking about? Well, because the camera's on this time, and we don't like you.
If you want to jump in here, share your thoughts. The number's 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's interesting how many times police have been caught over the last decade saying very revealing things like this. Things that reveal that they do many of the things that they've been accused of doing on so many cases, but there's never really the evidence to prove it. It reminds me of the time when they had Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org. They'd confiscated his camera. They didn't realize it was still recording when they brought it back into the police cruiser, and they started talking about falsifying evidence against Pete. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's not just some random chance. Oh, this never happens. It just so happened to get caught. No, this happens a lot, which is why it's been caught as many times as it has. There's more coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways on our website. And one of those ways is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier to give you access to special AMP perks and privileges. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a program that allows you to support what we do here for $5 a month. You know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a couple gallons of gas. And that is money that we can use to put Free Talk Live out there, put it kind of buy advertisements, for instance, within the talk radio industry to promote Free Talk Live to talk radio stations. We've got over 180 stations right now, which is awesome. It's a record for us. And it's taken, you know, a decade and a half to get there, but we're here. And we could have 200, we can have 300, it's possible. We just need to do the marketing required to do that. And you can help us with that over at amp.freetalklive.com and get access to some of those cool AMP perks, like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord chats. You get a special AMP badge if you're on our forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about that there and get signed up with credit card, with PayPal, with Bitcoin Core over at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. All right, so I was able to check into more of this video from, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, WBRZ2, the ABC affiliate down there, releasing some outrageous footage of a police officer standing around in a group with some other officers, as well as some firemen, in a parking lot of what appears to be a racetrack gas station there in Baton Rouge. And this particular officer, Ms. Robin Ducote, she actually says on video, and this was leaked video, so somebody within the department actually put this out there because apparently it involves a juvenile at one point, and so that therefore this would have been a video that would not have been released publicly by the police under any circumstances. But in this case, I don't see any juveniles in this particular clip of this video.
Might be in the car.
They might be, but I see a bunch of cops here. So we're going to continue. Actually, I'm going to play back just so people who are just tuning in can hear. It's a relatively short clip where she basically admits to falsifying police reports and essentially suggests that this is something that they do on a regular basis when they're trying to get some kind of evidence against the people who are passed out in a nearby truck.
And the FPC?
Yeah, they're both passed out in the...
She's saying she wants to search the truck, and the cop asks if she's got probable cause. She says, yeah, they're both effing passed out.
That's not enough, Bob.
So if we find something, we say it was in plain view.
I'd be more comfortable. I'm just saying.
We're writing this report.
Huh?
The officer referring to PC was looking for probable cause to get into a vehicle. In United States criminal law, officers must have it before any search can take place unless something is in plain view.
In
theory. That's when Ducote said no matter what, it was their report.
At the end of the day, we win. So,
no, I understand.
I don't care.
We took that video to defense lawyer Jared Ambo. He fights for the rights of defendants daily. After Ambo watched the video with us, he was left in a state of utter shock.
Can't think that this kind of person, a person willing to make these kinds of decisions, should have a badge and be on the streets.
I don't know where they find all these defense attorneys to pretend to be surprised. Like, have you never read any of your case files? Like, why are you surprised?
Well, he's probably not surprised. This is likely a clip from a longer interview. You know, they sat down with him probably for a half an hour and asked him all kinds of questions, and they took this one brief clip and they gave him that in the shot. So he's probably not at all surprised, but he is, you know, making the statement that he's shocked that someone like this would be allowed to continue in the police.
He shouldn't be. He's a defense attorney. And why is it like there's nothing to be shocked about?
You think he's feigning that he's shocked?
Either he's feigning or he's really, really negligent and has never read a single case file that has ever come across his desk. I would bet on the first one,
yeah.
But I don't know.
I do have to chime in here on this, and this occurs in Louisiana, which is this unusual place in America where, you know, criminal stuff happens worse more often and all these other things. So you know, previously I said this happens in every department, and I think it happens in a lot of departments and maybe even most departments, but I'll bet this happens a lot more often in Louisiana.
Dealing with our citizens on a regular basis.
In 2014, this was Robin Ducote. We searched our archives, and ironically, we interviewed her after graduating the Baton Rouge Police Academy.
I don't like feeling like people are being wronged. You know, I like to stand up for those that can't stand up for themselves and defend those that can't defend themselves. That's just always just been me since I was little.
Then she...
Wow. She's a do-gooder. Yeah, she's just so sweet.
Well, that's what to her mind, that's what she's doing here, is she's getting the bad people off the street. You know,
people sleeping in their truck.
Maybe they didn't catch them drunk driving, but you know they do it.
And so there's multiple people sleeping in the truck. So presumably, at least one of them is not in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there's not even an allegation of you're drunk behind the wheel, whether you have the keys or not. But it's not illegal to be asleep in a truck.
Right. I mean, worst case was they took a nap at the rest stop. I mean, they're at the racetrack, you know? If you're falling asleep on the road or whatever, you got your family with you and nobody's able to drive because they're all just tired, is it illegal to, you know, catch some Z's for a half hour or something like that at the racetrack? I don't know. I mean, who knows how long
they were
there?
There's no doubt. Yeah. Not helping.
She told us she was passionate about her job, but in 4 short years, something apparently changed.
Or maybe
at least one officer filmed in the video was deeply troubled by Ducote's actions and challenged her, saying there was no probable cause to search the vehicle Ducote wanted searched.
I'm just trying to cover our
Oh, the report will.
She's right about that.
So, did something change with Officer Ducote? Did she become, in 4 years, a jaded, corrupt, angry officer who's willing to do whatever it takes to collar somebody
I'm
sleeping in a truck?
I'm assuming that she did not move to Baton Rouge. Did she did not apply to the police department the day she moved to Baton Rouge? So she was in Baton Rouge long enough to know how the real world is?
Mm-hmm.
No, she did not all of a sudden decide at some point in there, I think I'll be an evil cop now.
Or is there one Officer Ducote who is the officer for in front of the camera? Because again, in the interview you heard, well, she knew she was being interviewed, and in this case, It's the officer Ducote who thought she's untouchable and not being interviewed for whatever reason didn't think about the camera that was on her chest or thought she was so untouchable that she would just be able to just utter whatever words she wanted
to. And that guy in the red shirt that looks like a racetrack uniform to me, she has
no problem. That's a fireman.
But I think that this is a public place during the day. There's other people who can see and hear this. She doesn't have a problem with anybody knowing this. It's just this legal fiction of when we go to court, cops tell the truth kind of thing, and that's all she really cares. Like, there's no facade of cops are the good guys. It's not, that's not what...
They still have that facade. It just doesn't work on...
They do here.
No, it's they have... You think there aren't people in Baton Rouge who believe the police are good guys?
There probably are. There's also probably people in Baton Rouge that believe that, you know, all kinds of ridiculous things.
Right. Yeah, I think that, less and less is police testimony becoming just sort of, believed out of hand.
You think so?
I think less and less. I mean, that we're finding that the Internet's changing these things and,
videos like this sure aren't helping the police's credibility. Here we go with a little more.
And that's She's the time laughing. The other officer walked off and said he would ask if they could search the car.
She said, I wouldn't even.
The shame of this, really, in my opinion, is that she undermines the credibility of good officers and good people who are protecting the public and serving the community and doing the right thing. And now we have to question how many of those are doing this.
Indeed, and unfortunately there's no real way to know how many officers are more like Ms. Ducote as compared to the mythical good cop that we've all been told actually exists, and we grew up, believing this mythology of, and I'm not saying there aren't good cops out there, but Melanie will say that there aren't any good cops out there. I don't want to put words in
your mouth. Yeah, there are no good cops. If you join a gang and say, I will be your hitman for this sum of money, you are not a good person.
So the other police officer is correct that all she has to do in this circumstance is, go up, bang on the car, bang, 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 bang. Hey, all right, everybody in there, wake up. I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car. I'm going to have to ask you to let me do a search here. Everybody out. Everybody out. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
That would work, yeah.
And they'd be out. All right, you stand over there. You standing over there is consent for me to search this vehicle. You stand right over there. Play. Thank you very much. And you just toss the vehicle. That's it. Completely legal.
That's the kind of tricky crap
that
they
do.
That
is the fiction that is consent in this situation, too.
Yeah, if anyone else defined consent like the cops do, you get charged with rape.
Toll free number 855-450-free like freedom. You can join us here. We got hour number two on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Whether it's corrupt cops or the Petro. That's coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.